Hey guys.
What's up? Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ryan.
Hi, Riff.
You look so fresh without your goatee.
Fresh?
Fresh.
That's what I was going for.
Fresh-faced.
I feel like being fresh today.
I've experienced enough Ryan one way or the other that I just... Whenever
heavier.
Whenever I see his face,
it's just bored with Ryan.
It's just Ryan's face. I've seen it with hair. Come on, Ryan. Without hair. Yeah. I don't know what else you'd do at this point besides just color your mustache.
I could go just mustache.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
You need to go Hulkamania stash.
Yeah, just the handlebar one that comes straight down. And maybe even make it come down your neck, too.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to go like Cousin It with my hair.
Oh, okay. Just like, all the way down to the floor?
Yeah. Maybe if I could just cover my face at first, that'd be awesome. Mm.
Mysterious bartender.
Yeah. My name is Ryan. May I take your order?
I wonder how long they let you get your hair.
No, you don't say anything. Like... You just stand there with just the shock of hair.
You just like make those little meepy noises that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that what it did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody understood him except me.
Mm. You didn't understand him?
I had no idea what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Well, Joan, why didn't you understand
it? I don't speak in beeps. I am not a robot.
Well...
Per se.
There's also a Muppet character that spoke
in his
language. Beaker. Yeah. Beaker sort of speaks like that.
Yep.
But at least Beaker sort of uses like
gesticulations.
Like octave changes when he beeps. Beaker
usually just looks like shit's going to go wrong.
Yeah, Beaker is constantly assuming.
When you hear Beaker talking, you know something's going to blow up.
God, no. Whatever he's saying, it sounds bad for all of us.
Well, guys.
Speaking of explosions.
Yeah, let's light this one off. Yep. Boss Barrel Radio, episode 37. Yeah.
Episode 37.
Yep. 5/4/11. May 5th, 2011.
But you'll probably hear this some other day.
What do you guys want to do for Cinco de Mayo?
I was going to have a Bud Light Lime.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Celebrate.
Well, I mean, like I said, we might as well just continue on this kick because I've been drunk for like 5 days now.
That or like a Corona. Yeah. Like the worst kind of Corona. Is there like a Corona Lime?
No, they have a Cinco Corona. Lime,
yeah. Oh, good.
They have a Corona made specifically for Cinco de
Mayo. Okay, that's, oh, really? Yeah. We need like a fake American Mexican beer.
Every year, Carlos O'Kelly's puts up a big tent, and it's like $10 bucks to get in and like really cheap beer.
I went to that last year.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
That was always the year that I made the most money when I worked there. I worked there for 2 years, and I would walk with over $100 that day.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is amazing for Carlos O'Kelly's.
Well, speaking of amazing, Boss Barrel Radio will now be accessible on iTunes.
Hooray!
So if you don't like just downloading the raw files from our site, you can find us on iTunes. Just do search for Boss Barrel Radio, or there'll be a link connected to it somewhere on the website. Yeah.
iTunes.
Yep. Done. Finally. Almost a year later, and it's finished. And speaking of which, I think I'm actually going to... not do intro music anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Why?
Nothing. Like, every time I'm editing it and
you
then...
You forget to put it in.
No. It's been in every episode. It's just, you know, the more I've been editing it and going around with it, it's just like, you know, let's just get into it, man. Like, forget it. Unless something truly, like...
Griff just likes to not edit things.
Mind-blowingly. So. Yeah, well, it's not the dropping the audio into it isn't a big deal, but it's like, yeah, you know, I mean, this way it's just straight into it. You don't have to sit through intro music or anything like that. Just cut those 30 seconds out.
Can we start doing that at movie theaters?
Like what? You just like
skipping previews?
Cliff notes?
Hey, you know those previews? Can we just get to it? Your thing said the movie started this time, and...
Previews are the best part.
Here it is an hour later. Yeah, and
that's a bad idea, John.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Maybe give them to me afterwards so that I have the option to watch.
Yeah, I want both previews in front and in back. Actually, I want each act of the movie separated by previews, too.
Dude, like Grindhouse episodic style. Yeah, exactly. Sort of like broken down. Great. Mm-hmm. Sounds actually pretty good. Intermission.
I like it.
During the intermission, these previews will be playing.
That'd be awesome.
Nick Cage is Chinese Vampire.
It's old man sorcerer Balthazar.
Yeah.
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 So I couldn't wait. I went and saw Fast Five.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Was it awesome?
It's the best one.
I don't know, man.
Yep.
Okay, so I was talking with Jen about this. We were trying to decipher the timeline.
If you could just switch the one that just got made with Tokyo Drift, everything would be fine.
Okay, so the first movie, the full name is The Fast and the Furious?
Yes.
Okay. And then the second movie is Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes.
And then the third movie is Tokyo Drift. Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift.
Uh-huh.
And then the third or the fourth movie is The Fast and Furious.
Yes.
And now we're at Fast Five.
Yes.
But the timeline works that it's 1, 2, 5, 4, 3?
Yes.
Okay. So I see what you're saying. You just
switch them?
Switch them, and then, okay. And then it all makes sense.
I'm sort of having a crisis.
So this is kind of a prequel.
Between the two of you, how many of these movies do you guys own?
I own the first
only
two.
Only the best one.
The first one?
Tokyo Drift.
Oh.
I own one
on
and two.
Blu-ray.
I had the first two in a combo package DVD.
That's good, yeah. So. You can also just put it on like TNT or AMC any time of the day. Any major holiday, it will be playing straight
through. Or Netflix.
Are they on Netflix? Because if they're on Netflix, that's how I'll spend the rest of my day today.
Yeah, they're
I'm just
going to
watch
Netflix.
All of those and probably drink.
Yeah. Should do a marathon of them.
No, I was telling John in this new one, they definitely did something they've never done before.
It was not cars.
Yeah.
What? Did they drift planes?
Were they driving ducks?
Did they drift a tank?
They drive something that is not drivable.
A boat?
A boat.
Nope.
A rock? A house.
Think bigger. Think a little smaller.
A state? Oh, a porta potty?
Bigger and heavier.
Bigger and heavier. A playground?
No, smaller.
Okay. Two cars.
A shed?
That have been welded together.
It takes two cars to drive this.
A bank?
Ooh, we're getting close.
I've seen
a preview
where they're dragging the vault.
Yes.
They're not driving it. There's not like, they didn't attach a wheel to it.
They drive that bitch for like 10 minutes around the city.
They drift it? Yes. They drift the bank?
Oh, yeah.
See you guys later. I'm going to go drift the bank.
How much of that stuff is
real? It's all real, John. It's all real.
I have a problem with that movie.
And then they had to bring the NOS back.
Oh, good.
Because one of the cars gets deattached, and he still has to drive that bank around.
Did they hit the bank
so
with
he
NOS?
Just, he, no.
I need two bottles.
He does, like,
you go to the ATM,
and
there's like a button. It's like transaction, deposit, check balance, return card, get NOS.
Yep, uh-huh. Exactly.
They stole 40,000 pounds of NOS.
It was the bank of the NOS.
Yeah.
Bank of the NOS.
Yeah.
I choose not. They have high interest rates. I choose to not go with them.
Pretty good turnover.
Yeah. Well, guys, playing any video games recently?
I've been playing video games, but
yeah,
I'm on my endless kick of just like completely just raping Mortal Kombat.
Right. You're just slashing and burning everything that is MK.
Burn that whole thing so that I can send it back to Gamefly and.
You're not going to buy it?
I kind of really want to. But I just wonder, when I finished the challenge, the 300th challenge in the challenge tower, I felt like this awesome achievement, but then I also felt like this awesome loss. Like, now I have nothing to live for.
You did play that for like a week straight without doing anything else but that. So
that's like how I feel about any game that I've played.
Yeah. This is just a small taste of what it's like to be Ryan John.
God, that was a challenge though. Like those challenge tower stuff, those things are fun to do.
In Bay Validies.
Bay Validies.
Totally
they are in there.
Bay Validies are in there. I was actually like Griff stumbled across them.
I heard them from a podcast. That they were in it, and they said, if you want to do Liu Kang's, it's down, 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 circle, or down, 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 B. So I've just been doing that one over and over again.
Which is, I mean, it's fine. I want to see everybody's, like, a lot of them are really, really funny.
Yeah, yes. The Bay Validies are really
Baraka, funny. As a baby, does not know how to control his arm stabby things.
Yeah.
So he, like, has his hands on the ground, and then they stab
so
into the ground.
Is it the person you fight, you have to input a code for the person
no,
you're fighting.
It's just like a fatality, like a stage fatality. Like it's It's a specific input for the character you're playing as, but it will work on everybody.
Yeah, and it just turns them into a baby.
Uh-huh. So you can see everybody's baby with just knowing one modality.
Well, the playground rumor that I heard is if you do a ladder match and you fight Goro without taking, if you flawless Goro, you can do a babality on Shao Kahn. Or if you flawless Goro, you can do a babality on Goro. And then if you do that, all right, and then you can do it to Shao Kahn if you flawless him too.
Is that possible?
That's the playground rumor.
Okay. Have you finished a ladder match?
Yeah.
You're aware that as soon as you do the final hit on
Back up. It's you have to flawless Shang Tsung,
okay,
who is usually before Goro. So you have to flawless him, babality him, and then if you flawless Goro, then you can do it to Goro. Because yeah, you're right. When you finish Shang Tsung, it does the gold explosion. Right, they don't, but then the playground rumor is if you flawless all that stuff, then it will do the finish him to Goro.
Yeah, good luck with doing that anyway. I think that's another one of those like MK3. Hey yo, those trees will eat you.
Right, right. Yeah. But you don't know. Like if somebody told me, hey, there are babalities in this game.
No, there's not. There's that fourth thing. I don't know what that is, but
what?
Well, it's just like you go to their move list and a lot of their fatalities are blocked out. Like you can't see them, but the babalities, like they're there. And if you do them, it will
open. Is that the fourth thing?
Yeah.
Is the babality the fourth
thing? It only shows three though, doesn't it? It only gives you three. It'll give you the one standard fatality, then the blocked second one, and then the stage fatality.
There's a lot of people that have four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people have two fatalities, and then
everybody has two.
So are there animalities?
No animalities.
Have you done it with Nightwolf? Because I hear Nightwolf kind of does an animality.
What, his second fatality or
his ladder match? No, his ladder match.
Oh, probably.
When you finish it, like every character, when you finish ladder match, will have sort of a unique sort of beatdown in a cutscene of Shao Kahn.
That would not surprise me.
And if you
me.
Do it as Nightwolf, supposedly
turns into a wolf.
He animalizes him.
Oh. Oh, that would not surprise me. That would actually be kind of cool.
I was bummed out that Liu Kang didn't, and he didn't turn into a giant dragon and ease his head off.
On anybody's head.
What did he do?
Just punched him a lot.
Oh, that's sucks.
See, no, the thing I think, like, I more so than like the babalities, I always liked friendships more than I liked babalities.
I thought the friendships were pretty good too.
I thought like Ermac.
Are they in there?
No, they're not. No? Like you have to go back and play Mortal Kombat Trilogy for that.
Well, what was the other thing back in those games where the Mercy. No, Brutality is just like a million button combos.
Yeah,
but the Mercy was awesome.
Mercies were good.
It would go to finish him, and then if you would input the Mercy, you could replay basically a sudden death. Like it would give the second player that was about to get killed like
a little bit more.
1/16 of a bar of health to keep playing. Yeah.
Yeah. Those were kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like,
I don't think I ever heard of Brutalities.
Brutalities are insane.
Brutality was
like
what,
it's like a 16,
trilogy.
It was in trilogy, and it's like this like 8 to 12 like button combo that you have to hit in a millisecond. And as soon as you do it, like the only way I ever performed them was like turning on the cheat mode that was like one button fatalities. And then,
but it wasn't anything like special. It was just like
you know, like
it was just the character would just do a bunch of attacks. That kind of strung together.
Yeah, it just goes into this infinite loop of combos until like the opponent explodes. And then there's like torsos and like 12 rib cages and.
I'm hoping that MK has MK9 has a hidden like classic PS2 Xbox mode where just everybody has like you kill them and they just blow up into like 16 rib cages.
Yeah.
It's like all rib cages and skulls.
I finally saw Shao Kahn's fatality. He did that to me.
Hmm.
He did that to you?
He did it to me. And it was like, I was pretty impressed.
Was it red?
Yeah. It's just random when the computer does.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm playing on such a low grade like level right now. Like, cause I'm just trying to finish all the ladder matches. So I'm just playing on beginner. I just want to plow through it. And it was just sort of random that he did it. And I was like pretty stoked for it.
Mm-hmm.
then I go.
So
outside.
Can you play as Shao Kahn?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Who knows? Dude. Like, really, at this point,
late DLC, dude. Who it's knows? All coming out.
But still, who knows?
Exactly. There's because so of
the hidden characters.
They did
in
such
there.
A good job of like hiding stuff.
There are hidden characters.
There are hidden characters.
They did a really good job. Hiding
John, you
shit
said you came people. Across one of them, right? One of the classic characters.
Classic characters.
Oh no, this wasn't you.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I thought you were telling me that that worked too, because I was telling somebody about how if you like double flawless babality, like I was listening to the podcast where they're saying if you double flawless babality a ladder match, and that you will fight a classic character. But I think that, you know, there's other rumors going on, like if you're playing on the pit and Santa flies across the moon, if you don't block during that match, then you will fight a special hidden character, and there's achievements for them. Like there's really? Hidden achievements that are like,
yeah, there are,
you know, two of four hidden character.
Wow.
Yeah, and the hidden characters are like classic skinned characters.
Yeah, like I do, like I am aware of classic Sub-Zero and classic Scorpion, and those costumes look awesome.
Right, that was just the pre-order stuff.
Yeah.
So once you unlock them, do you get to use them?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you would assume.
I don't know how you select different outfits.
Different outfits? You hit start on top of the character.
Oh, okay.
And then it gives you a costume option.
Oh, nice.
You'd think it would be select.
And you were telling me, John, that there's more than just two alternates for everybody?
So far, the most I've discovered for one person is three.
Okay.
Everybody's got two.
Right.
At least. And then good, decent.
So they just, they were hiding everything in this game and they're not leaking it, huh?
It's hard to say, you know. Right. It's MK, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
There's
man.
Like five people in the world that know about this.
It's only Ed Boon.
Exactly. So Shao Kahn's fatality is kind of crazy. He just like crams both of his hands, like palms facing outward, into your chest, and then just rips you in half and like steamrolls his way through your body. And
he steps
just, like,
through you.
He's just drenched in blood, and it's just like that's pretty terrible.
It's not the hammer. He doesn't just.
Now,
just crush the skull with the hammer.
I saw Quan Chi's fatality that you were talking about, where Quan Chi just continues to beat the shit out of the dude with his own arm or leg.
Leg, yep.
That's pretty good.
That's really
but
good.
But I've got to say, I saw Shiva's second fatality, my favorite so far.
What is her second fatality?
Her second fatality.
I don't even know what her first fatality
is. I think it's called Give Him a Hand.
Uh-huh.
She rips the arms off of the opponent.
Uh-huh.
And then proceeds to beat the heck out of them with their own hands.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
And then finally, like, knocks their head off with it. And then when they fall over, best thing about it is, like, because at first I was like, that's pretty entertaining. Best thing about it is, like, her upper arms are doing, like, the flex thing, but then her lower arms have the arms still in their hands, and they're clapping. They're doing a slow clap.
Oh, that's great.
Slow clap.
That's really good.
I'm like, I think this is the best one so far.
Yeah.
Her first fatality, she rips the skin off of.
Oh, yeah.
Rips the skin off of him.
Yeah. Just rips.
Just the kicks skin you out of
right
your skin.
Off and then kicks the fleshy muscle body.
That's a good one.
Ground.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's the one thing that really irritated me was the. When you do the fatality trainer, you don't get credit for doing everybody's fatality.
Yeah.
You have to do it in game.
I guess.
Your face there was just priceless.
Have you unlocked everything in the crypt, John?
Yep.
Okay. Did you find the four hidden things in the crypt?
I'm sorry, no.
The four hidden 20,000 coin bonuses?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go back
there. There's green bugs in certain areas that you click on and you get bonus coins. As if you don't have enough, I'm sure.
Oh, they give you coins?
You get 20,000 coins or something like that.
Oh, fuck that. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you get the achievement for unlocking everything in the crypt?
Yeah, I got that achievement.
Well, that's just bonus coins.
There's more.
Just right.
More icing on the cupcake.
Yep.
They do not make it hard to get coins in that game. I'm just like finishing the story mode, you will get like 120,000 coins, and then finishing the all 300 challenges, you'll probably get somewhere close to like 200,000 coins. Like,
so you get enough.
It's outrageous. Like, at this point, I'm like, I don't even know what I want coins for at this point. Like,
just go bet it all and test your luck.
You can't bet it, can
like,
you?
Like, you don't bet and test your luck. It's just, test your luck does nothing but give you money.
Obviously you haven't. Maybe when you're playing online, you can do some sort of coin wager matching.
That'd be cool. But again, for what reason? to one end.
To have more coins?
Yeah. To show that you have more coins.
I wonder, is there an achievement for getting like
who knows?
Tons of coins?
I don't know. I'm sure if you
I bet you getting so many coins unlocks a character.
It's been two weeks of this game out, so I'm sure that the full achievement list has been
opened. Sure. I'm sure everything's out there about this.
I'm sure that if you dig far enough, you'll find this information.
I'm guessing so many coins unlocks a character. That's my guess, man.
That'd be cool.
Hey, any guess is a good guess.
Who would it unlock? Coins? Blaze.
Dude, who's a character we're missing?
Kung Lao?
No, Kung Lao's in it.
We're missing... we're missing Scarlet, I guess. We're missing Tanya. We're missing... Kenshi
and Scarlet are supposed to be like Blind you Kenshi? Remember a while Blind ago Kenshi. When they said that those are going to be the downloadable characters,
right? Their models are in the game,
yeah.
So is Tanya's,
mm-hmm.
They exist. Shinnok,
Motaro,
Shinnok's, yeah, and Motaro are both
Cyber Smoke could be Cyber pretty Smoke. Easily doable,
yeah, exactly.
Cyber Reptile,
yeah,
Cyber Reptile is in the game,
is he?
In
he
Ladder is, he, or in Challenge Tower.
Challenge Tower, Cyber Reptile exists.
He's Melina just a with costume. Teddy Bear.
Yes, exactly. Cyber Reptile is just like a costume swap, though. Like, he's the exact same character, but
that's still kind of
I
cool.
played as him.
Movado. That's who we need.
Well, I'm sorry.
Bo Movado.
Yeah, we need Bo Raicho.
No, we need, God, what was his name?
Mocap? You want Mocap guy?
No, yeah, Mocap guy. But who's that?
In Deadly Alliance, you could play as like the dude just with the ping pong ball suit.
Ping pong balls.
I don't think I ever played him.
Zombie Liu Kang.
I was thinking
Liu Kang.
Mortal Kombat 4, where like a ton of just like random people were showing up.
Rain.
Yeah, we are missing Rain. Yeah, give me Rain.
Yeah, he's important.
Yeah, dude, cheapest moveset ever. Just back,
I don't think I ever
just
played
back square, and you would summon the lightning bolt from the sky, and then
Nightwolf pretty much already got that one.
Yeah, he
Rain,
does.
You could hit somebody and then move them around telekinetically.
Yeah,
kind of like a blend a between Air Mac and Kenshi.
Yeah, like he could when it hit them, you could move right. them through reality. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
could you put them into another reality and just be done with
one reality at a time?
Rain did also have a unique roundhouse kick. It was a super roundhouse kick. They kicked them so hard that they flew on towards the other side of the screen and teleported back behind you.
Oh, that's good.
And you could uppercut them from there.
That's sweet.
Yeah. If they put that back in there, that'd be sweet.
They need...
It's probably in there.
They need the vampire chick from Deadly Alliance.
No, they don't. That succubi thing.
I don't remember what her name was.
Are there any, like, brand new characters in this?
Yeah. Cyber Smoke or Cyber Sub-Zero.
Cyber Sub-Zero. This is the first time Cyber Sub-Zero.
And
ever.
Kratos. Oh, speaking of Kratos. So I don't know. Like, this is just my not quite putting all the pieces together right away. But so the reason why Kratos, like, just spell it out to everybody out there. Probably the reason why Kratos is in this game is because his name starts with a freaking K.
You think so?
Yeah. I didn't think about that until now. But yeah, that's probably a decent reason.
Right. Like, that's you would think that team is like. Who can we get from the PlayStation family of characters that would fit into the MK universe? Oh. Who starts with a K?
Kratos.
For the fact that he's just deadly brutal.
Well, right. I mean, like...
But a K,
like,
man.
It's a match made in heaven. I mean, Kratos or hell. I mean, whatever. Kratos pretty much, like...
It's a match made in Sparta.
Like, I mean, if Kratos would have appeared in Mortal Kombat before he appeared in God of War...
You know
that
what?
Would have
he
just
may
made,
have. That, for all we know.
That would have made just
go
as
dig
much
back,
sense.
Go dig back. Yeah, go look into Mortal Kombat Legends, Sub-Zero, or whatever the hell that game was. He's probably in there somewhere.
He was there. Oh, man. So, yeah.
So that, who are they going to have from Xbox then?
Kantus.
Kantus?
Yeah. No, me and Ryan were talking about, like, I heard this somewhere, I don't remember.
Kantus and Kratos.
Since Microsoft owns Rare now, I mean, you can do somebody from Killer Instinct.
Kazooie. Right?
Yes,
that's who you do.
Kazooie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the spin, though. Brutal. It's not Banjo and Kazooie. It's Kazooie.
Just the bird.
Just the the bird, man. He's been Gimp this entire time. Yep. Like, he's in that backpack. Yeah. Like, not because he's being
unprecedented.
Right.
Kazooie, no backpack.
Right. He's like the martial arts master that, like, handcuffs themselves because they're so strong.
Yeah, he just stays in that backpack. Kazooie's like,
yeah, I need to stay back here, otherwise
I might destroy the world. I might kill somebody.
Yeah. One flap of Kazooie's wings will level a continent. And then all this time,
Banjo's looking at him like, fuck, man. You could have just ended this?
Just, give me those, like, jiggies.
His fatality is like jumping on people's chests and ripping their eyeballs out of their heads.
It would be Jiggy Rain, man. Like, it would be Jiggy Rain from the Sega All-Star kart racing thing where just a giant puzzle piece falls out of the sky and squishes them.
You know what Ryan has never seen or played? Primal Rage.
It's okay.
No, it is not.
You're all right.
He was not okay.
You're okay with
that.
No,
he is not all right.
You ever play Shaq Fu? Another
Dude,
one.
You're I have. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. You're all right with. Okay. Well, there you go. You're damaged enough.
No, you're all right not playing that. Primal Rage, you can probably get away with.
Dude, heal yourself by eating those little native villagers.
You play as dinosaurs. It's not good.
Dinosaurs and giant monkeys. There's like, what, six people you can choose to fight as?
I did that in Bulletstorm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't play it at the time, it's like. There's no point.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to play Shaq Fu to know Shaq Fu sucks.
Even when it came out, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had Mortal Kombat and I had Shaq Fu, and I was like,
yep.
Obvious choice.
Yep. Winner.
Yeah. So that's when MK9 gets ported to new Equal Project Cafe.
No, that's who it's going to be.
It's, yeah.
Super Wii.
No, sorry, I interrupted, but Kazam.
Right.
For the Xbox 360 version.
Yeah, Kazam. Just give me Kazam.
Kazam or Shazam?
Shazam. Same difference. Shaq.
Yeah.
It's just going to be Shaq in a Lakers jersey.
Mm-hmm. It's Shaq, but S-H-A-K.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shake.
Not Shaq. It's Shaq. That's how you pronounce it.
Oh, man.
How is the Gears of War beta going?
It's getting better.
It's all unlockable now. Like, everything is playable.
Yeah.
There's three modes. Capture the leader, where have a leader on each team.
Right.
Yes. It's a pretty cool, interesting game
mode. It's like VIP, basically.
But there's a leader on each team, and the objective is to have the leader as a meat shield for 30 seconds. The other team needs to use that leader as a meat shield for 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty hard because everybody spawns with the smoke grenade, and smoke grenades just make you drop the leader.
Huh.
So it's not... You have to really work as a team. You can't play that game by yourself. That's definitely a squad-based game right there.
That mode in the game?
Yes.
So does everybody pretty much, like, shield the leader the whole time?
Yeah.
Like,
well, the way I've been playing it is you'll have one guy with the leader at all time, and then the other two guys or other three guys will go and try to get the leader. And the leader and that one other guy covering him just tries to stay back. Because the leader goes down... But then you have to get him as a meat shield. The other guy can revive him instantly if he's right next to him.
Does it show which one is the leader?
Yes. So you see anywhere on the map, there's like a star right there.
That'd be more interesting if you just had to guess.
Yeah. Which one is the dude?
It's Dom.
No, that's hardcore capture the leader.
What's that?
That's hardcore capture the leader.
Okay. Yeah. All your HUD is off.
No, and the leader gets an extra HUD where, you know... In the game, you can push the right bumper or the left bumper
and it
shows
you, like,
your characters.
Gears
the
vision.
Leader shows your characters and all the other characters.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Impressive.
So yeah, interesting.
The leader has a nice little extra
advantage.
So you can be like, they're all coming at me.
Yep. They're all right in front of me. They can't see me yet, but I'm sure they're right here.
And the other two modes?
King of the Hill. That's your basic capture a point on the map and hold it mode. Yep.
Capture the flag, is that a thing yet?
No,
they don't have that.
Man.
It's just an annex point where you gotta build up the time. Once you have gotten that ring, you can step outside the ring and guard the ring, but if somebody walks into the ring, they break it, and then you'd get no more time. So that one's my favorite mode of play. That's the most fast-paced, chaotic game.
Me too.
You played it?
I played that last night. Hunter and I played beta last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you play Capture the Leader?
No, that's the one I didn't play. He and I just played Deathmatch for a while, and then later I was like, well, I'm going to go check out the other modes. So I played I played Capture the Ring.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill.
That's my favorite type. Yeah, I like that one. And they have all the weapons unlockable right now. It's going to be good. It's pretty funny, too.
It's not weapons unlockable. It's just like...
Skins for weapons.
I think
pretty much all the weapons except for the Hammer of Dawn are in that game now.
Yeah.
And they have all the new maps, like, are out.
There's, what, Old two Town new ones?
Trenches are the two new ones, yeah.
What is Old Town? Okay. I've played all the maps.
It's a big map, and it's got all the weapons in it except for Hammer of Dawn.
Yeah. Yes, I played that map.
Yeah.
I don't like Trenches.
Trenches is a very...
it's not a fun map.
No. But one of my buddies had the idea of putting an underground tunnel in between the two spawn points to each other.
Uh-huh.
And he sent that into the beta, and Cliff Bleszinski said, this is what my friend's telling me anyway, he said, I might make that happen.
Has it happened?
It hasn't happened yet, but you never know in the retail. If it happens, that'd be kind of cool.
Well, they're patching it into this as we speak. Like, if you look at the layout as to what's happening, it's like, okay, keep playing until May 17th and you get a new color for your gun. If you play to the 21st, then you can unlock a flaming sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, they're patching everything in right now, but I'm excited to see if the underground tunnel does get put in there, because that would make that map a lot better, because you can basically just spawn trap everybody in there, and once that happens, it's...
Yeah, whoever controls like the central area just rolls over everybody else, and it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun at all.
Yeah. I played that beta, and I was playing it last night and doing really poorly, because you know how that goes. Until... everybody in my match dropped out.
Until you were playing bots?
And I was just constant playing only bots with bots. And I was like, this is how I like to play this. And now I want to play more Gears of War single player that doesn't involve playing with other people, and it's cooperative.
Yeah.
Because this is so much more fun.
Yeah.
But those bots are still mean. Like, they can use that sawed-off shotgun pretty well.
And if you get in a firefight with them, they've got that auto aim thing.
Yeah, it's like auto headshot, pretty good at that.
Yep. If they pick up the sniper rifle or the bolt-on rifle. Oh yeah. Did that happen to you at all?
Sniper rifle for sure.
The bolt-on pistol too. That you'll be like, oh, I got hit. Oh, my head's gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah, I do not like the sniper rifle at all. Long shot, I can't use that.
It's pretty difficult. Did you try it since you were playing with all bots? Did you get to try the one shot?
What's the one shot?
The one shot is the weapon on trenches all the way at the very top of the map. It's the heavy weapon sniper rifle.
Uh-uh.
You haven't seen that weapon?
Oh, that's the one with the laser sight on it that
kind
of makes that like warning beep if it's tracking.
It takes about 2 seconds. Like, there'll be a laser. Everyone can see this laser. But if you even hit a pinky nail of one of these gears, as they explode with this...
That must have been what I was getting killed with then, because I thought it was the long shot. It had the little like icon that was just like a circle within
trenches?
A circle. Yeah, in trenches.
No, the long shot's not in that way.
Okay. Then I never got that gun. Then I only got the long shot in a couple other maps.
Oh, yeah. The one shot's a beast.
It's pretty sweet. I like the mortar, though.
Have you seen the execution for the mortar?
Uh-uh.
No?
Uh-uh.
Even all the big guns have executions. Pretty sweet.
That's cool.
He just like... I think they could have done better with this, but he just basically picks it up and just smashes their head in a lot with it.
A lot?
Yeah. This is this huge freaking mortar weapon, and he just picks it up over his head and just plows it right on your head.
Cool. Yeah, but I've been enjoying playing the single player side of that.
Yes, the single player, multiplayer beta.
Yeah, I really just dug into that last night, because I was like, I'm probably not going to get this opportunity to just play a bot match.
No, it happens very rarely.
Yeah, so that was fun, and that's all I've played: Mortal Kombat and Gears of War beta.
That's all I've got. Beta. Yeah, can't wait for more.
I finished Portal 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Space travel.
There's some intergalactic action.
A little bit. Only
Star Wars.
Small amount.
Yeah.
Almost.
But it's good. Yeah, Star Wars.
Sweet.
Time travel. You go a long time ago.
Wow. Exciting.
So, let's keep moving on into news, because there is quite a bit to talk about. Welcome to week 2 of the blackout, guys.
Which blackout is that?
This is PSN. The PSN blackout.
Which
I'll be writing. See, I've been holding off of writing up like the every time PlayStation blog posts a thing that's like, hey, so we're still not connected. And a lot of news sites out there are just kind of updating as it goes. I'll be writing sort of like a post-mortem of everything that has happened and sort of a summary on it. But here's the saga so far. So 2 weeks ago, on the 420.
Oh, yeah, the 420?
It was the 420.
Hey.
Hitler's birthday.
Of course it had to happen that
right.
night.
Right, yeah. Yep. Hitler strikes back.
Yep.
That's when the PlayStation Network had been hacked, or that's when Sony discovered that their servers had been hacked and they shut down their Curiosity server and PlayStation Network services. Details slowly leaked out about what was actually happening. Promises of getting the system update were trickling out until about a week later. On the 26th, Sony issued a statement that said, you know, our servers have been hacked, data has been compromised, here is crediting information so you can contact these services if your credit card has charges on it that are not your own, because that data could be out there. Like, we think it probably is out there. So that service still remained down then. And now we have gotten to a point where I believe it was last week on Friday, or else it was Monday of this week, the Wall Street Journal reported that the United States Congress Subcommittee of Commerce and Energy has basically submitted Sony with a subpoena of sorts. It's basically a questionnaire sent to Kazurai, the president of Sony PlayStation Division, asking him a series of questions, basically revolving around what happened, how long did it take you to realize this happened, what are you doing to fix these actions, and then what are you doing to offer like consumers compensation and protect them from how much damage has been done, and then what will you be doing to rectify this damage and prevent further damage. So it's actually like you
a
can
big deal.
Yeah, like because if you think about this, if Japan lost potentially 11 million credit card numbers, and then those numbers get used, then that's a lot of information, or that's a lot of like false charges that are going to have to be accounted for and nullified, and debt, and someone's going to have to eat that cost somewhere.
Well, so far it doesn't sound like that has happened.
Anecdotally, there's some people that say the network went down and then I had some fraudulent charges. The most recent PlayStation thing said there might be around, there's been around like 900 related charges, potential charges that are connected. Like there's been 900 reported charges that may be connected to this PSN thing.
But like, okay, like ratio wise, 900.
Some guy's been buying more PS.
Yeah.
Like 900 is like astronomically low.
Oh, sure.
To how many people
compared
are
to 11 million?
Right, exactly. Compared to how many people are actually.
So Sony also released a couple of things, like statements to try and make people be at ease because of it. And the first one was, you know, we don't have the CVS number, whatever it's called,
the security number.
Yeah, the security, the 3-digit or 4-digit,
yeah,
or
you need that
5-digit number on the back of your credit card that you usually need. So that is nowhere incorporated in their data. Like they don't have it. You never asked to enter it in for PlayStation Network services. The other thing they said is although our data is not encrypted, it is like, what is the term they used? It is ciphered. So your password and user information isn't encrypted, whereas like you need a special algorithm to unlock the information. It's ciphered. So basically what Sony was saying is, it may not be encrypted through conventional anti-hacking means, but it is ciphered. So if somebody were to just be reading the raw data, they wouldn't be able to understand it. Like the cipher runs through their programs, and it's basically an encryption it's basically an encryption on the computer side is what they're kind of saying. Like a computer will read the string of numbers as a thing that makes sense, but a human eye looking at it won't be able to decipher anything from it.
Right.
But it's
these unknown untranslatable symbols,
right,
that don't mean shit
to exactly you, exactly so they're covering their asses by saying there is a little bit of protection.
If
there,
if a guy could hack into the PlayStation network, and I'm pretty sure he would be able to hack and get that cipher somehow.
Yeah, well, yeah, no. I get through that.
I mean, it's time, but
yeah.
So then,
so Sony's saying this guy's kind of good.
Well, so here's the other thing is, another recent statement from Sony has said that what they're going to do is they're doing this program called the Welcome Back Program. What the Welcome Back Program is it's once PlayStation launches, which the rumor is it's supposed to be today. Once PlayStation Network comes back up, everything will still be available. Like, all the services of PSN will be as is. Potentially Steam might not be a part of it, or any other third-party login stuff that they have. Like, if you're using the Konami things, still playing Metal Gear Solid 4 online. Like, if you're still doing that.
Yeah, you still playing that game?
Yes, I am.
4 years later?
Yep. So this Welcome Back program offers three things. They say there will be a regional free download, media download. So, Like, it depends on the region. They're still figuring it out. So
can they just give me $5 in my wallet?
No, like, that's money that they would be giving you. They're going to give you a thing that doesn't cost them.
If they're going to give me a product, that product has a value point to it.
Like, if it's something from Sony, then they can just write it off.
All right.
I mean, if they give you actual money, then they're down that money.
But they're theoretical monies.
Exactly. It's exactly
not real money.
It's the same thing as Xbox. You remember having a discussion like 2 years ago with Xbox when it's like, this is a deal because they say it's a deal.
Right.
This is not actually a deal. It's because somebody said $15 for a download is reasonable, but we'll drop it down to 10. But it's like, how do you derive that?
Exactly.
The only reason it's a deal is because you're saying it's a deal.
It's theoretical. Like, you're just making shit
up. So if they give
up.
You money, then that's an actual physical net loss they'll be taking. And then if they just offer something to people, like, well, if they say, so if you have
won't
a,
even take it.
Exactly. If you have a PlayStation account and you don't take this, then there's no loss to them.
Mm-hmm.
So region-specific downloads of some sort, some media content, game, movie, music, who knows. The other side, the second part of it is free PlayStation Plus membership for 130 days for
okay,
everybody.
But see, that's what we're also talking about, money lost right there, because that is, they could be...
But it's not actual money.
It's just, right, but so is putting $5 in my PSN.
But that's actual
wallet.
Money.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's $5 they're out.
That's... Okay, but so
and,
is...
And this is also a plan for them to get more PlayStation Plus users.
Exactly.
It's because
fair enough.
They want...
Fair enough. It's like a marketing gimmick that whips back in their favor. But if you're going to tell me that you're just going to give me $5 worth of PSN Plus,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just give me $5 and I'll go buy some...
Cracker Jacks?
Unneeded. Like, what does $5 get you on PSN? I can get the aquarium game? Yeah,
theme,
like,
dynamic theme.
See, exactly. Like, not shit they're gonna miss.
Yeah, if they give out money, then it is if they're handing out physical dollars like a $5 bill, then they have to write that off.
But if it wasn't physical dollars, if it was PlayStation points,
no.
Or
but
whatever,
see,
but
okay, so what I'm
but
saying
that still
is like,
corresponds
this is,
to like a money.
This is like me saying. You the only source you get your water from is my house,
mm-hmm.
and my water was shut off for a while, and then I gave you a glass of water after it came back on.
Uh-huh.
They're like, yo, there you go. Uh-huh. But I don't actually pay for my water anyway. It's just like they just have shit. It's just information. They're just copying information over to your thing. So if they're giving you $5 to just get some piddly thing.
Okay, but think of it this way. So you are a company.
It's not like they're writing you a check for $5.
But they are. They are.
In what way?
Because if they give you something that is universal and their form of money, then it depreciates their money. But if they say, okay, we can say, we'll give you this game or this movie, that movie or game has an arbitrary value set to it. So it's like, okay, well, we'll let you download Pixel Junk Eden, and then we can just write that off because it is a $5 game, let's say. And we can say, okay, well, that's right off. Like, we're going to take a net loss on anything on this game. But also, there is really no value to this game as is, because we already set up a money amount for
it. Okay, but so what I'm saying, like, is if you're going to tell me that you're going to give me a $5 value item,
mm-hmm.
what's the difference of any other $5 value item?
Because when you're giving a good away that you've already established a nonsensical price for,
right.
then it's one more degree of separation to that actual, like, thing. So, like, if they were to give... So, it basically would be like if this happened to the United States government, perhaps, and they're like, okay, well, we lost your tax information for 2010, so what we're going to do is we're going to say in 2011, well... give everybody a energy credit as long as they claim it. But what you're saying is, I want $5 back for my time. Like, I want the United States government to give me $5 to say, hey, we're sorry, here's a little bit of money just to make good. So what, by giving you actual currency, it depreciates the gold that we're on.
Yeah.
So by saying, here's a credit, or yeah. here is a thing that has no direct connection to what is value in our society, in our capitalist setup, in our government, in our business structure, then they can just, then that original thing still has value.
Right. Like, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, it's,
I agree. I would rather have money in, like, my wallet, but I don't. But okay, I know where they're coming, like, from on a business standpoint.
Okay, but it's a little hard. Like, it's a little different when you look at it like where Sony uses actual dollars and you can see those actual dollars, whereas like PSN has point structure system that doesn't fully equate. It's just like that's a phony baloney money system that only works in that reality area. With Sony, it's a little bit more like, yes, those are real dollars. Are
you
talking
Microsoft? Not so, what do you? When you
I'm just saying, like their system for PSN, uh-huh. or even let's say Microsoft, the thing that they have going on in their little shop, mm-hmm. is like, you've only got one brand of currency there, and it's just, it's like, yeah, if I owe the government money, I can't pay them in Microsoft points. Or I can't pay them in my PSN. It's just, I don't know.
It's their direct currency,
though. Right, I so understand
it. They're not going to depreciate their currency by giving it away. They're going to give something that is one step away from their actual currency.
Right. I get what you're saying. It's just, I don't know.
Like, it would be, per se, if you
I'm
went
aggravated
to,
by
if
the
you
thing.
Went to a restaurant, for example, and you were at this restaurant and you ordered something and it was not cooked at all and you ate it and it was freezing cold and it was totally uncooked.
Right, like, they give you a free sandwich.
They give you a free good of theirs. They don't give you, here is your money back in actual bills.
No, I know. And I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, they give you a free product. So, okay, maybe it doesn't have to be $5, but let me, like, of some sort, give me a voucher that says I can have a $5 product. Like, my thing is not that I want the $5. My thing is, like, I don't want you to tell me what my I'm sorry gift is.
But
if it's going to be, like, it's going to be Pixel Junk Eden,
yes.
Fuck you, I played Pixel Junk Eden.
I agree with you, John. Like it's not about what I want. I'm trying to explain this is the Sony mentality.
I understand.
You know,
I understand.
Yeah, I expect I should have fucking free PlayStation Plus for the year because I'm one of 60 people actually paying for this shit. So well,
the realistic thing is, like, if you're, like, they are definitely upsetting the PSN Plus people. Those people should not be charged for the time that they're down.
They're not. So getting back on track here,
yes.
Everybody gets a 30 days free of PlayStation Plus.
Cool.
PlayStation Plus members get 30 days free of PlayStation Plus. So,
well, hey,
basically, it makes sense. Like, it's reasonable. Like,
that's reasonable. Yeah, that's fine.
It's, I just lost off 2 weeks of my PlayStation Plus membership.
Did it really hurt you?
Are you're getting two more.
It weeks. Does actually really irritate me because I need to sync my trophies and get my data transferred from one PlayStation to another, and I can't do it right now.
Oh man, it's gonna be a flood of trophies on Facebook when that thing goes back up.
Yeah.
Especially my Facebook alone.
Yeah.
John today instantly earned 1,200 trophies.
It'll be like our iTunes account when you look at what came out today for the podcast. It's 36 episodes.
Boom. Oh god.
All new.
I have so many things to
all
listen
now.
To.
So finally, to wrap this PlayStation Network discussion up quickly here. Kazurai, Sony PlayStation, responded to the Congress questionnaire by kind of giving like a 5 or 6 part statement that basically just said, safety is our first priority. We have involved like authorities, the police, and, you know, data encrypting, hacking specialists. What happened was, on the day of 4/20/2011, we noticed in our servers there was an illegal file by somebody who was named Anonymous, and the file said, "We are Legion." Is what was the intrusion? So when they realized that there was an intrusion into one of their servers, they shut everything down because they didn't know how that would happen, what was exposed. All they know is that their network has been cracked.
Breached, right.
Yes, so that's why everything has shut down. They're going forward by repairing, by, you know, providing services to customers who have issues with credit card stuff, like, you know, they sent out emails to everybody making them aware. So that was their kind of answer to all this.
I should just go and hire Justin Long and Bruce Willis.
Yeah?
Yes.
I think everything would be solved within a matter of days.
Probably, yeah.
Wasn't there something saying about that they were able to trace it to being like the intrusion coming from somewhere in like San Francisco?
Don't know. Oh, the other thing that they did say was that this was, this is not a single individual. Mm-hmm. To get through our system, it would not be just a single person. It was well orchestrated, well implemented, and like designed and done by many people.
We are Legion.
Right. I mean, so take that all as you will, as information that is just being given out by a company. But like, nobody is taking claim for hacking the PlayStation Network. So that gives you reason to think that this is probably a little bit crazier and more mature than the usual, just sort of like, oh, I put rainbows on CNN's website or something.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And it sucks because, like, I understand the mentality of certain hacking syndicates where they're like, oh man, all information should be free and the internet is not something that should be capitalized on and data should all, you know, go both ways, information to the people and information from the big corporations. Like, I understand that. I don't agree with it, but I understand that mentality. But the problem is then when it hurts all the people involved in it, it's no longer like,
yeah,
your proof is, it's like if you're going to start a revolution and you end up killing 30 million people or 11 million people in your revolution against big government, then kind of an asshole.
Yeah. Sony is providing a service that is entertaining for most of us.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Yeah. I'm willing to pay for this service even.
Yeah.
and this has been part two of the PlayStation Network Blackout Saga. So that also reminds me of like, what do you think the people who are still at home are doing right now?
Freaking out.
Yeah. So this is the other thing that I was thinking about too, is just thinking about PlayStation Home and all that. You know, it'd be really cool to see, because it's something we haven't seen in a video game ever, like in a virtual video game space. Like, since Home has just become this test bed marketplace for advertisers and weird microtransactions, like, would it not be awesome if somebody, like, if you did a governmental experiment on Home, like if you created the tripartite United States method of president, executive, legislative and judicial system. So you create a body of justices you create a body of like electoral individuals who are like lifted up from different regions of the PlayStation Network, like users from the world, like America, South America, Europe, all that stuff, Asia, and you create this like this governing body, and then somebody is elected president of PlayStation Home. So you have like this microcosm of politics within Home. So it's like, can you imagine how awesome that would be? Like people running for president in PlayStation Home. And you do it, you don't do it on like a 4-year cycle. You have to speed it up. So you do it in like a, you know, a 1-year cycle. Somebody new is a president every year. And it's like,
dude,
it's like, yeah.
Wasn't this
no more tax.
Wasn't this game called Second Life at some point?
Because I mean, Second Life doesn't have that. It's all, that's the thing.
Right,
is,
but what makes that, what makes Second Life any different from
PlayStation Home? Nothing.
Nothing.
People can fly. No, the thing that makes a difference is that you can create your own goods and sell them in Second Life. All of these internet spaces which like promote people interacting with each other, they are all capitalistic at joints. Like you're paying to be, or you are, whether you're paying direct money in like the case of World of Warcraft or I don't know, any MMO that you're playing right now where you're interacting with people in a virtual space, or you're paying in advertising. Like you're paying your attention in advertising. So you're saying like, okay, well, I will do Second Life, but now I have to see all these ads for Schick razors or something like that. So
Fast Five.
Yeah. Would it not be cool to have one of these like spaces step aside and see what an actual like governance would do, like to see how that would, you take EVE Online too, like it's all driven, like even the people, even like the company who runs the servers and does all, they're just like, yeah, we're stepping back, like the world regulates itself, the ISK is, the ISK currency is managed by the people inside it, all we do is provide the server space and updates and keep things running. So like, wouldn't that be awesome if PlayStation Home was like people like, you know, your PlayStation Home.
Have you been
Home?
On PlayStation Home?
Like ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But wouldn't it be cool? Because you
no,
it's like
that
somebody
would just
be like,
be sad.
Yes, you know, property taxes. PlayStation Home property tax in decrease. Property tax.
Just
more
because,
bowling lanes.
Because President XXX312
yeah.
is a douchebag.
Sephiroth 2069. My platform is more pools, more pool halls, and updating the Uncharted bar. That's my platform.
Yeah, exactly.
But with that,
less advertisements.
No,
that is yeah.
I see what you're saying, and no,
that would be
cool.
So cool.
No, it'd be cool from an outside perspective, or maybe an inside perspective. But at the same time, I submit that would be sad.
I just think it would be cool because it is a virtual space that exists with a dedicated community for it that really only exists for microtransactions and just chat room. So if you have that, like, would it not be cool to kind of just do that experiment and see what would happen? Like, you don't have to participate, John.
Fair enough.
You don't have to vote.
I don't.
You don't have to.
But it's going to happen.
It would be cool, though. I think it'd be cool.
I was one of the original members of PlayStation Home.
It's still a beta, man. It's still in beta.
I got that early access.
It's still in
email.
Beta. I need to use a bathroom, so.
Intermission.
All right, we're going to take it right here.
This is where we do our song and dance.
Billy, what do you think of PlayStation Network being down? Yeah, that's true. So keep moving forward here. News, less exciting stuff. Too Human is going to potentially have more sequels.
They need to make the first sequel
8 years down the line.
Yeah, no, it's not 8 years. Dennis, it's 2008 game. Dennis Dyack said to Industry Gamers or something like that. He gave a statement that was like, we want to be working on more Too Human products in the future. The two sequels will continue.
I beat that game a couple times.
I kind of want to play it.
You never played it?
I played it, but I never like got really far in it. I played a demo, and I was like, okay, loot, that's good.
It was kind of like Diablo, yeah.
Yeah.
And then looting got really intricate after you beat it, and you had to like go through and get all these runes and all sorts of different, and craft different things.
Oh, there's crafting?
Oh, man.
You had to craft different runes.
I don't really want to play that anymore. Crafting with a K?
Yes.
Yes.
So, and then another representative from their company, one of their community manager people basically said, you know, we are working on other projects. We have secret projects we're working on.
And, Two Human 5.
And we want to finish, besides continuing the Two Human.
What do you think Two Human 2 is going to be called?
It's just Two Human.
Two Human.
Yeah, number two, Human. And then Two Human 3 is 2HUM3N.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Human, done. You hear that, human. Dennis? You can hire me.
God, do you want to be associated with that franchise?
Silicon Knights.
Yeah, Silicon Knights, they've made some stuff.
Done two things. Humans, Twin Snakes, another astronomical failure.
Twin Snakes? No, I thought Twin Snakes.
Well, you liked it, but it's a failure.
I thought it was.
Well, see, I like Two Human.
You're just saying strictly from a sales standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, putting it on the GameCube
is, I think it's great.
A terrible idea.
I love Twin Snakes. It's the only copy of the current Metal Gear games. Oh, no, that's not true. It's the only one that I still want to acquire.
I have it. It's good.
I need to get Twin Snakes, and then kind of want to get the Xbox version of Subsistence so I can
skateboard with
just
ride.
No, I don't want to do it. I just want to be able to have it.
Just want to have it. If I ever really go that far off the trail.
In 40 years, it's going to be like, remember this. Remember
when this was a thing?
We did this.
This was the thing that we did.
Then PlayStation was hacked, and it was a weird year, man. Weird times. Fallout DLC, 3 new Fallout New Vegas DLCs will be available in the next 3 months, May, June, and July. Three new ones. Basically, the names are Honest Hearts, Off, Old World Blues, and Lonesome Road. None of them will push the story beyond the main campaign. And I don't know. Put descriptions up later, but it's DLC, you know.
Yeah.
Fallout.
The other big thing, the Wii has been officially cut to $150, according to Nintendo.
Are they cutting the prices on retail?
Certain items? Games, actually, these five games right here: Animal Crossing, City Folk, Mario Super Slugger, is Wii Sports, and Zelda Twilight Princess Wii.
Twilight Princess? That's like 4 years old.
My concern is not. Three of those titles make sense.
Which one?
Wii Sports?
Isn't that already a $30 game?
You should own that, everybody.
Well, that's because...
If you're spending $150 on a Wii,
that's
it's been cut.
Because the Nintendo... The Wii is cut to $150. The new bundle, what it comes with, your controller, your nunchuck, your steering wheel, a copy of Mario Kart... And it's in black and white. So it comes with all that stuff. So it doesn't come with Wii Sports anymore. It comes with Nintendo or Mario Kart.
So what's the retail price point on Wii Sports? If it's over $10, fuck you, Nintendo.
Wii Sports, well, the sequel one was like $30 with the controller it came with.
No, the... I know what you're talking about. But...
$20.
That's, no, that's insane.
Did you miss it before?
Because
now you have to pay $20 for it.
Well, right. Like, that's insane. Do not tell me that that's a price drop when it was free before.
That's, dude, you can't win against these companies.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm done. I'm going to go back to drinking.
So that's.
You can win there.
Yeah, this is how I win.
It's basically your greatest hits collection for Nintendo.
I mean, granted, I would much rather own Mario Kart than I would Wii Sports, but at the same time, like, you were giving that stuff out.
Hey, what's the number one seller? Wii games.
Wii Sports?
No.
Mario Kart?
No.
Wait.
Wii Play.
Was it Wii Play?
Best selling software.
No, that's right. That's right.
Ever.
It came with
a controller.
That's right.
Yeah.
I bought it. I didn't even have a Wii, but I bought it.
Oh, yeah? Only one? That's how it works. Just one copy? Huh. Yeah, so Wii is now at $150, and you can get discounted games. John, you had some things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, Resistance 3 will be coming. We'll have a demo out for it. The way you get this demo is by buying the Blu-ray copy of Battlefield.
You did it.
Damn it. Damn.
What?
Seed is in there. By buying Battle LA, the Blu-ray copy of Battle LA will have a demo for Resistance 3 in it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
Do you know what kind of demo it is, though?
I have no idea.
I was asking you earlier, is it a beta demo or is it like a real game?
Yeah, like if it's
part just DVD, is it just Blu-ray?
If it's
just
part
Blu-ray, probably.
If it's part, no, yeah, I mean, I think it's just Blu-ray.
Yeah,
because I mean that would make sense because then you would have it on your PlayStation.
That's a DVD, but I can't play the demo.
I'd be okay, you know, if it's a single-player game, I could probably be okay with buying Battle LA for the demo.
Yeah. Right, I mean, Battle LA is not like a terrible movie.
Yeah.
According to this, it'll be nearly 30 minutes of gameplay from the single player.
Cool.
So maybe I'll get on that.
Yeah.
I never really
Is it a one play and done thing?
One time a minute and then it destructs.
Like the disc just breaks.
Yeah, the laser burns the disc as you're playing it. Yeah. So it
burns
you can
that
never do
out
it
of
again.
It.
Yeah.
Won't read this anymore.
You have to register.
You can watch
it.
The movie now.
No.
No.
Can't. That's for your benefit. It burns the disc too. That part of the disc. You're talking also about the Catherine Deluxe Edition or something?
Oh, yeah. I don't have that in front of me. But basically, Atlas has announced a Catherine Deluxe Edition. It's going to be $80, and it's going to come with tons of crazy things like...
Does it come with Catherine?
Yes.
Sort of.
As close as you can get, buddy.
Sort of. It comes with a pillowcase. Not the pillow, just the pillowcase.
Like the full body pillowcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like and your sailor. Catherine like you know how you have those across. that Sailor Moon mattress cover?
I don't
You know what
that.
I'm talking about? It's like her full body with her just like, you know, in bubble bath.
Oh.
That yeah, one. That the one. One on your bed.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It's like that, but it's the pillow.
Here we go. It's gonna come with what it looks like, two screenshots from the game. Whoop-dee. The game, obviously.
How are those screenshots delivered? Yeah. Here are your digital copies of screenshots.
They
enjoy.
They just look like
it's
actual.
Pretty good
like,
resolution.
Like printed screen print.
Oh, okay.
Things
like cells. From
yeah,
a movie.
Cell like frame cells.
Okay.
You get art book, and you get soundtrack. 11,
Does everybody 11. Get the same cells?
I don't know.
Or is it
like the two different. They're showing? Apparently, this okay. So there's this T-shirt I was telling you about. Apparently, mm-hmm. this is in the game.
Okay. Probably something Vincent wears.
No, actually, maybe he wears it, but she's wearing it in this picture that I'm seeing right
Who?
Now.
Who?
Catherine with the C.
Crazy Catherine or girlfriend Catherine?
Crazy Catherine.
Okay.
Yes. Crazy with a capital K.
So Catherine with a...
Catherine with a K, I think, is the girlfriend, and I think Catherine with a C is the crazy one.
I think that's right.
I think that's right. Can we play this
no
game
idea.
To know more? So pillowcase that
NK9,
has...
NK9, exclusive character, Catherine with a K.
Catherine with a K. Only Catherine.
Only Catherine with a K.
Alternate
costume, Catherine.
But so, pillowcase that has Crazy Catherine. T-shirt that has... It says empty on it, and it just shows like the Zelda hearts, and only one and a half of them is filled up. And then you get the game, you get the soundtrack... You get a stray sheep pizza box.
That's cool.
That is kind of cool. Keep your pizza
Does
in
it come with pizza?
No, that would be really
well,
sweet. Though. Yeah. Frozen pizza right in there.
Team up with DiGiorno.
The best part about it, though, this whole thing is the pink pink polka-dotted boxer shorts that you get with this. Pretty awesome. It's going to be $80.
Nice.
Coming out to
Way to deliver on
July
a...
26th.
Does it come with the game?
Yeah, it does. The game does come in there.
You get a voucher for the game for about $60.
Me and Griff were talking about this, though. I don't know what the retail pricing of the game will be.
Yeah, I could see it being $50.
It would make sense, right?
Yeah, Atlas is usually pretty good about being realistic about the pricing of the games. Like 3D.GameHeroes was a $40 game, right? Or was it $50?
Which one?
3D.GameHeroes.
$40.
$40. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, I mean, all your... the DS games that have been coming out have all been kind of reasonably priced.
I remember Disgaea 3 was a $50 retail game.
Yeah. So
they released some pretty cheap games there.
Yeah, so maybe Catherine will be a little cheaper too.
The deluxe edition is titled the Love is Over edition.
Great.
Get Katie later.
What?
Get Katie.
Katie. Catherine. Yeah.
Katie.
With a K.
Katie with a K. Anything else?
Oh, hey.
Newsworthy here?
There's like a little rumor about Mortal Kombat DLC coming out. Today?
DLC today, huh?
For what, the Xbox?
No. Yesterday, I would think.
No, Xbox.
No, it's supposed to be released.
Comes out on Wednesdays.
No, it's supposed to be Wednesday, so.
Well, Matt Pack came out yesterday.
Yeah, Call of Duty works on a different schedule, though.
No, that's news.
Yeah. The Matt Pack we talked about that, though, last week. Yeah, Call of the Dead. And yeah. The new. And every friggin' week we talk about the new maps, and I can never remember any of them. Stockpile, Zoo, Convoy, and.
I haven't got them yet.
Let's see if I can. Like, let's see if I can delve deeper on this. But apparently, there was a leaked thing by Toys R Us saying that they would like that you could buy Mortal Kombat, and on this Wednesday, today, the 4th, that there would be DLC that would be available. It's like a pitch.
Some codes?
Like a,
with a K?
Yeah, codes with a K.
There'd be like a code. Like a, enter the code.
Like a crazy pitch by them just saying that, like.
Is it from Toys R Us or from NetherRealm's Warner Brothers?
No, they, okay, so Game Informer was covering this. Toys R Us had this out as, like, a mentioned thing, marketing-wise. And then Game Informer, I guess, is trying to see what Warner Brothers says about that.
Yeah,
And so far, I haven't seen anything new today.
I would not expect any DLC to come out until PSN is back up.
Right. Yeah. I don't imagine that Toys R Us really knows what the hell they're talking about.
It's like the GameStop date listings that are like not always accurate.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Just, okay. So Toys R Us's thing says download characters on PS3 and Xbox Live starting Wednesday. So if PS3 goes back up today, which it might not,
it's probably already up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Maybe this thing is out there, and we're just not.
Yeah.
Like you're missing out on possibly Kenshi and Scarlet.
Maybe the PlayStation Network has just been down because they've been like retrofitting all these characters.
Jeez, we can't handle that.
It's too much combat. I think we should call it there.
Yeah.
That's it for Boss Barrel Radio episode 37. Thanks for listening. We will see you next week and on iTunes. Maybe next week too.
Yeah.
Right?
Questions.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Who the boss?
I totally forgot about that part. Send us emails or something or comments. Yeah. Maybe with
we'll respond.
Maybe when we're on iTunes, that'll happen more.
Yeah, possibly.
Hopefully. All right. See you guys.
Who the boss?